That was nice. Seems appropriate. This is Taylor Report, CIOT 89.5 FM. And as I mentioned, we're going to be speaking in a few minutes with Abby Martin. And I'm going to start telling you that she's going to be at 10:05 Bloor Street West. Isn't 10:05 the Steelworkers local? But anyway, that's Paradise Theater. And it's going to be Friday, January the 23rd. There's going to be two screenings, one at 4, one at 7, and Abby will be taking questions. Couldn't be more timely, in my opinion. And by the way, that her talk and the screenings has been endorsed by the Canadian Voice of Women for Peace and the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. Again, that's Abby Martin, but the documentary is titled Earth's Greatest Enemy. And we're in a situation where everybody has to be, well, let's say, full alert. Whoever thought they'd be hearing this, but as I was coming to the station, I noticed that the headlines are that European states are having a meeting, and they're actually are contemplating a deployment of soldiers to Greenland. And because of the acceleration, I suppose now people are sort of beginning to understand that with Trump, you can't assume that something is going to die down. Instead, he tends to act rather quickly, and so far, friends and non-friends are being caught flat-footed, not prepared, and they don't have a plan, obviously. Quite a remarkable thing when you consider that Mr. Root, R-U-T-T-E, Root, Trump had him in his office and treated him like he was a visiting Boy Scout, and said it was he, Trump, who got Root his job, and Root did not deny it. And now Root finds himself at meetings with people who don't like Trump, European leaders who I guess are rather tired of being humiliated. So this is the kind of circumstance that Trump has created. And I suppose probably the most dangerous thing for all of us is the uncertainty, where people, no one has their act together as to how to respond to his actions. Remember, too, that last week on the show we were talking about a possible action against the Islamic Republic. Trump was threatening, and the young version of the Shah was saying that they were going to, this time was different. You will notice that now it's a week later, and this great uproar that was, we were being threatened with, and everyone said, oh, this is going to be the end of the Iranian government, hasn't turned out to be true. Now we're being told that everything is actually rather quiet. So you say, well, why was it, who got that so wrong? How come we had the drums beating, everybody getting ready for possible bombing and all that, and then a week later, they say, well, no, that was a false alarm or something. They just move on. It's like, you know, the Iran show is canceled, and the news show will be Greenland or somewhere. So you know, it just shows, I'd say the bottom line is a war of information, and the Taylor Report is in on the war to a small extent. That is that false information that comes from the Pentagon and the White House and NATO headquarters is a narrative. They always establish a narrative where we have to play catch up to show that they are misrepresenting issues. And it really behooves us, as I was mentioning with David Jacobs just a while ago, that we have to learn to demand the truth from the media that overwhelms us every day, because those who engage in the kind of aggression that the U.S. is engaging in, it's part of the game plan to have what they call control of the narrative. And the only way you can break out of that is to get out your shortwave radio, as they used to say in the Second World War, and listen to other voices. There are plenty of highly intelligent, well-trained journalists, honest ones, all over the world. And, of course, we're going to be speaking to one of them, Abby Martin, soon. Frankly, you could start with the capitals themselves. Each government has its own accounts for itself. Now, automatically, that's a point of view that is necessary to say why this government, whether it be Russian, Cuban, Chinese, Swedish, they account for themselves. So when you read that our capital is saying something about theirs, it's like being in a courtroom. If you want to understand, you have to say, okay, I've just been told by our foreign ministry that this is the reality. And if it involves the other state, your first job is to see what they say about the same reality and why they interpret it differently, particularly if it's going to lead to a conflict. But we're trained pretty much and sometimes ordered not to pay any attention to any other voice except headquarters. And you will recall in Canada we used to have access to RT, and I think if I can say to Pedro, we're going to need a little music because I think we're having trouble reaching our guests.